in, especially in the cold weather, it's sometimes it's hard to
breathe.
And there's sometimes you go out and you can see
your breath. See your breath.
There are terms to describe that. That kind of type of breath that you can see.
Well, it's cold enough to see your breath.
Okay, all right. Here's another one of these. Drier than. It's drier than.
I don't come up with it. Maybe I heard it.
Yes. I'm from Utah, and I don't think we have either, because it's always dry. We have no way of distinguishing it. Can you tell me what a Chinook is?
Well, as a Chinook is a warm wind that usually comes from the southwest in the springtime.
Okay. All right. And a blue norther?
I have no idea.
Okay. Are there types or degrees of dryness? For example, let's say it hasn't rained or had no precipitation for a 6 months. You say we're experiencing a
drought, or
okay. And are there different types of drought that you would have names for, degrees of dryness?
Oh, I don't know. You might say it like a desert, but I don't think I'm going to come up with what you're wondering for.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking for either, but. Maybe you could tell me some of the types of cultivated grasses you grow around here, you know, in the fields and pastures.
Wheat grass and brome grass and rye grass.
Okay. Is there... I noticed something. Do you ever use the term park here? The term park for... field or a meadow. You ever heard that term park?
No.
Okay.
No. The only thing I would, if I was going to want you to put a truck or something over there, I say, might park it over there.
Okay. Okay, we talk about cultivated grasses. What would it be called? Or, well, first of all, what is something that you raised? You say I planted something and I raised a...
crop?
And a crop without cultivation or something that just comes up on its own, is there any term you'd have for that?
Well,
for something
I still call it a crop of hay, and of course it's planted at one time, but you know, it'll probably be 6 to 10 years before you replant it again. And I mean, it just comes up every year and you
mm-hmm.
irrigate it you say you had a good hay crop or...
I see. Now, sometimes if you, and you're just... garden, for example, you may plant tomatoes or something, and then the next year one comes up on its own. Would you
volunteer?
You'd call it a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the types of local trees, the trees that will grow in this climate?
Oh, you've got cottonwoods and Chinese elm for your deciduous trees and I'm sure there are others, but then you've got several varieties of pine trees and spruce trees is what you'll find, and cedar trees is what you'll find mostly.
Okay, and now are these spruces, are there any different types of spruces, for example, maybe having to do with coloration?
Well, yeah, blue spruce, not all blue spruce are blue really, but I think a good many of the spruce trees you'll see around this country are blue spruce.
Is that the state tree of Wyoming?
No. Cottonwoods. State tree is state tree.
What's that tree that grows up in the mountains? It's a deciduous tree and its leaves sort of...
Quaken asp.
Quaken asp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you call it. Are there any other terms for it?
Well, they might call it a Quaker or Quakey.